Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We are with Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, tomorrow officially the state budget comes out, and we know now that there's at least a $6 billion budget shortfall, and we're going to begin to see how that gap will be filled and whether our ideas have made it to the final budget.
That's right. The governor is going to present his version of the budget tomorrow, and he'll have till April 1 to hash it out with lawmakers. And there's a few things of context to know here as we get ready to see what he puts on the table. First, as you mentioned, they are talking about up to a $6 billion budget gap. It might end up being a little lower than that, but context is here. The overall spending plan is going to come in at about $180 billion. So in that sense, this is real simple, but imagine your household budget is $180 and you're looking at a budget gap of $6. Well, you'd probably make some adjustments, but it wouldn't cause a great deal of pain. So in that sense, New York does spend a lot of money already. $6 billion is a fraction of the budget. That said, the governor, he knows darn well that the legislature will not necessarily want to raise taxes broadly during an election year. They also know they will want to have an increase in schools and health care. So look for him to kind of set a low table, to kind of lowball some numbers, maybe propose keeping spending flat in some areas or just a small, modest growth compared to them. If anyone's going to raise taxes and fees, I think he would rather the legislature propose some of what's been talked about, such as higher taxes on second homes and condos in Manhattan, sports gambling, et cetera. Although we do expect the governor to roll out some sort of plan on the legalization of marijuana, which would bring a bit of revenue to the state. Again, a fraction of a $180 billion budget.
From there to a heartwarming legislation that now allows adoptees to see their original birth certificates. And a little bit of a disclosure here. I'm adopted and from Massachusetts, where we're already allowed to do that.
Yeah, this was a law that was passed towards the end of last year's legislative session, right at the end in June. New York becomes one of the new states that allow an adoptee to get his or her birth certificate. The governor signed it in, I believe, November. It became effective on last Wednesday. And within the first few hours, more than 1,000 people had applied for the certificate. And that's just counties outside of New York City. We don't even know the totals yet in New York City. And then by the end of Friday, which meant about, a little bit more than 48 hours of the laws becoming effective, the total now was up to 4,000 people, again, just outside of New York City. So that number might be even double once you add the city totals.
Yancey Roy, he is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays for more. Head to newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. Catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.